Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Rod Schaub, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning. How are we doing, Gary?
We're trying to make sure that we plan ahead for almost everything that we do within what you oversee.
Yeah.
And we're trying to make sure that we are prepared for just about anything, aren't we?
Well, that's kind of right, Gary, and that's one thing that we want to talk a little bit about. You know, if you're a livestock producer or a, I don't care if you're a farmer or whatever, but typically livestock, we want to think about 3 months ahead from now, 6 months ahead from now. What are we going to do? Are we going to have enough forage? Are we not going to have enough forage? Those kind of things. And so today I want to talk a little bit about thinking about managing pastures now in case we get into a drought so that grass will have a better chance of recovery. When I started into Extension 32 or 3 years ago, we had an area agronomist. His name was Gary Kilgore, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners will remember that name. He always told me, you know, Rod, in eastern Kansas, we're within 2 weeks of a drought all the time. And he says that has more to do with our soil types than it does anything else, because we have a lot of clay content in our soils. They get wet, but they also dry out really, really quick. And so we want to talk a little bit about that, because we're getting closer and closer to that start of time when here in eastern Kansas, we are going to start getting hotter and drier. And that's just part of Kansas weather. Just the other day, I was looking at the drought monitor map that the University of Nebraska puts out. And, you know, there's a huge expanse of country. Well, the western part of the United States is all under some degree of drought. That drought even shows up on that map as close as Morris County here in Kansas, as well as to the south of us, Wilson and Neosho County. So, yeah, we've been getting quite a little bit of rainfall recently. But let's think back to mid-August through the end of February. We were below normal all those months. We got into March, we had a little bit of rain. But in April, we only had about half the amount of rain that we typically have. We're not too far from being in that drought all the time. And so we really do need to start thinking ahead. What happens? Because if we don't think ahead, we don't plan ahead, the next thing you know, we have overgrazed pastures. We have pastures then that are damaged because of overgrazing and the heat stress on those plants. And then we have to increase the amount of hay that we feed. And hopefully we don't have to get to herd liquidation. But that's the next thing if we run out of feed. You know, Gary, it always rains after a drought. But it's important to manage those pastures during that drought so we can get that faster recovery of that grass. And sure, we can make management decisions, and really management decisions need to be made early on into a drought. Right now, we need to be thinking, are there some cows we can cull? Can we reduce some of that grazing pressure off those pastures? And that is one choice. But another choice we have is improving our pasture management. That can be a very effective tool. Some of the things we should consider is, you know, we want to avoid continued overgrazing. Don't graze our pastures too short. Overgrazing weakens the plants and reduces the root mass. We talked about this a lot at the grazing school we had last month. If you have 10 inches of growth above ground, you have about 10 inches of root system in the ground. Think about that now. You grazed it short. You're down to an inch and a half tall grass. You only have an inch and a half of root in that soil, and that's going to be very hard for it to recover very fast. And so you're not going to have that rapid response to moisture or to fertilizer that you would normally have if you had 4 or 5 inches above and 4 or 5 inches below the soil. Another thing that overgrazing does, it really opens up the soil to sunlight, and we will start seeing elevated soil temperatures. Elevated soil temperatures also reduce root growth. We really don't want to overgraze. So another thing we can do is we can do some rotational grazing. Rotational grazing is when you have your cattle in one pasture, and then you move them to another pasture, and you move them around. And what that allows is the pasture that you're in today, when you move those cattle tomorrow, that pasture is going to be resting, and it's going to have a time to rest, time to grow, and if we don't graze it too short, it will do that much quicker. Typically, it has a tendency to protect our standing forage, and it can reduce the time then that's needed for it to regrow. Feeding hay and limit grazing cattle can also stretch our forage quite a long ways. Oftentimes, we talk about it in the wintertime. We talk about limit feeding hay to cows in the wintertime because maybe we have a shortage of hay. we can reduce the time that they're where that hay is. If we can just keep them in there 6 to 8 hours, they can eat all the hay they need in 6 to 8 hours. And then they can regurgitate it, that kind of stuff, and use it the rest of the time. They don't need to be out there grazing 24 hours a day or eating hay 24 mm-hmm. hours a day. If all of our pastures are grazed to a 3 to 4 inch, let's say a 4 inch stubble height, and what do we do now? Because now we don't want to overgraze our pastures. At that point, it's probably time to bring them into one pasture, make it a sacrifice pasture, and just know that we damaged one pasture rather than all of our pastures. And then it's going to be much cheaper to go back in and repair, reseed, whatever we need to do. Hopefully the drought doesn't move east and we have good growing season this year. But if we do get drought, it always pays to have a drought plan.
All right, Rod, thanks a lot.
All right.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally.